Now it came about when all the kings who were beyond the Jordan, in the hill country, the lowland, and on all the coast of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard about it. That they met together with one purpose, to fight with Joshua and with Israel. The inhabitants of Gibeon also heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai. But they on their part acted craftily and went and took provisions for a journey, and took worn out sacks on their donkeys and wineskins that were worn out. Them, who are you and where do you come from? They said to him, your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard the report about him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, who was in Ashtaroth.
Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the leaders of the congregation swore an oath to them. However, it came about at the end of 3 days after they had made a covenant with them, that they heard that they were neighbors and that they were living within their land. Then the sons of Israel set out and came to their cities on the third day. Now, their cities were Gibeon, Shaphar, Beeroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. But the sons of Israel did not attack them, because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. The whole congregation grumbled against the leaders. But all the leaders said to the whole congregation, we have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, and now we cannot touch them. This we will do to them, even let them live, so that wrath will not be on us because of the oath which we swore to them. So the leaders said to them, Joshua called for them and spoke to them, saying, why have you deceived us, saying we are very far from you when you are living.